For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. So far, four candidates have announced their intention to become the next mayor of Memphis. It's still early in the campaign, but this week we'll take a look at their ideas. As always, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris.
Otis, no doubt County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer got some attention last week. She's 36, is a social activist, works for Teach for America. What's she focusing on in her campaign?
Obviously, her big issue is social justice, making sure that young people are not mistreated in the juvenile justice system. Certainly, poverty and issues about a living wage are things that excite her.
In a commercial appeal column, Tanya Weathersby pointed out that Sawyer is the de facto millennial candidate, capitalizing on millennial impatience. Sawyer's campaign slogan is, "We can't wait."
Right.
And some have pointed out that the job of mayor may need some experience behind it, that maybe she should have waited a little. So I ask you, should she have taken a little bit more time to consider this?
Well, and I said this publicly. My answer was yes. It's a good slogan, "We can't wait." The fact is that Tammy Sawyer just got elected to the county commission in August of last year. And now she is looking for, I call it, greener political pastures. Some people in Memphis will look at that and say, "I'm not sure that you gave it enough time to really learn the how to govern." But she's in the race, so it changes the dynamics, and we'll see what happens going forward.
This last national election brought a lot of new congressmen and women who don't have a lot of experience. Has national politics changed the way we look at people running for office, that maybe it's okay now to have never run for office before and then suddenly become the mayor of a city?
Oh, I think it absolutely has. And I think that's one thing that the Sawyer campaign and her supporters are banking on. And you really don't have to just use 2018 as an example. 2016, we have a president of the United States right now who never ran and never won any other political office. So, yes, I think that is part of this motivation. A lot of young people know who Tammy Sawyer is, or they're learning who she is. And so she is indeed the millennial candidate. And they don't care about the fact that she's never held any political office other than the one that she's been in for 6 months.
There's another relative newcomer to politics, a retired pastor and a small business owner named LaMichael Wilson. Do we know anything about him?
I met him back in December. Had a brief conversation with him then. I don't know a lot about him.
It seems to be a fairly low-key campaign.
Well, very much so. And the fact is, and I'm going to be honest, that he seemed like a nice guy, but he will get lost in this race.
So, Otis, until Tammy Sawyer joined this race, we were looking at a showdown of mayors, current Mayor Jim Strickland and former Mayor Willie Herenton. You've said that Strickland is the candidate to beat. Mm-hmm. But as the field grows, do you see votes cutting in different directions?
I still see Jim Strickland as the candidate to beat, primarily because there is nothing that anybody can point to specifically to say that is a deal breaker when it comes to his reelection. On the other hand, he can point to some things that he has done that in a general way will win votes. So yes, he is still the person to beat. And really, the way the votes slice up, to your question, I think they slice up to the detriment of his opponents more than they do to him.
Turning for a minute to national politics, as Elizabeth Warren plans to campaign through Memphis and Mississippi, Democrats are moving left on a lot of issues. The growing list of candidates is really diverse, yet there's this seeming cry in the night that sounds a little bit like, "Run, Joe, run." The idea being that to beat Donald Trump, Joe Biden is the safe bet. What do you see happening in the next few months? Are Democrats going to move more to the center?
Yes, the party itself has moved to the left, but there are also key members of the party who desperately want to defeat Donald Trump in 2020. And they believe pragmatically that a far left person won't be able to do that. I think that if and when Joe Biden announces that he's running, I don't know that he will, but a lot of people think he will, he will instantly be the front runner, just because a lot of people think he is the one to take on Trump in that middle part of the electorate and be most successful.
Right, because there's almost a fear of being too liberal
yes,
these
it
days.
Is. It is a fear. If you're liberal, own it. It's almost as if they want to be liberal, but they're afraid to own it because they are afraid of being typecast as this socialist.
But it seems some democratic ideas are finally getting some traction here, specifically their healthcare ideas.
Okay.
Single payer, it's not being demonized as it once was.
Well, absolutely. And that's because I think Obamacare softened the sentiments of the American people, the electorate. And honestly speaking, Chris, the healthcare issue is the best issue for Democrats to run on. They'll just have to not be afraid of being typecast as a socialist.
Political analyst Otis Sanford will join us again next Friday to talk about the week in politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.